There's a theory now, Jim, that the oil, the first easy to get half of the oil is now gone. And we're at a point where we've got still a lot of oil to get out of the ground, but it's the second half, the hard to get, very expensive to get oil. In other words, that we're at peak oil. Do you believe that?
I think there's definitely an excellent case for it, and there's been a lot of people who I respect who have talked about, including some Republican. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he's back east. He's a Republican representative, or Roscoe Bartlett, I think it is, and he's been talking about peak oil for a long time, trying to get the Republicans to hey, get it. We've got to do something quick. So this is, on one level, it's kind of mainstream, and I've even seen Exxon studies that are where they're saying, it's coming, and I'm hoping it doesn't come as fast as a lot of these people are saying, because if it does, it'll make what I'm proposing more difficult, because we lose the energy or the fossil fuel bridge we now have to move to the next way. I mean, let me give one example. If we covered only 18% of existing buildings and parking lots in San Diego County, we could be completely energy self-sufficient. I mean, replace gasoline, diesel, natural gas, all imported electricity.
Right. But, Jim, I don't see it happening. Not in San Diego. In fact, actually, not anywhere. Do you?
Well, I'm planning to live out my life here, so I'm going to work toward it. You mentioned the Apollo Project, which I've been working with, and it consists of labor, community groups, and environmental groups, and we're actually meeting in the Electricians Hall, here in the United Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Hall. I apologize to the hall. I don't know what the number.
And it doesn't matter. The
whole idea behind the Apollo Project is to put the same kind of muscle we did in trying to get somebody to the moon into making our country renewable energy self-sufficient, starting community by community.
I'm with you. I mean, if the situation is as we have described, then why isn't there some kind of Manhattan-style emergency project to make America, not just San Diego, but America, energy sufficient, to put solar cells and wind machines up everywhere? I don't see that happening yet. Do you?
No, you're definitely right, but there's sure a lot of, I just saw something in the news reports about the governors, or what wasn't, no, it was the mayors, the United National Association of Mayors had come out supposedly unanimously to try to reduce global warming in their own cities. And here I'm in San Diego. San Diego's done, some pretty good things. They're, as you say, and I agree with you 100%, if peak oil happens, they won't matter a hoot, because they're just not significant enough to really make any difference. But we have the capability, if we recognize it as a real danger, and we got our businesses and our military and really everybody, on board with doing it. And actually, in San Diego, the military, the Navy, has a 750-kilowatt solar system over a parking lot.
Right.
There's things happening. People are dabbling in it. It's kind of like the Emperor's New Clothes story I'm like the little kid who's saying, hey, the Emperor's naked,
Yes. Well, everything's money, up. Jim. Everything's money.
The plan that I'm proposing and that I'm working with the Apollo Project more or less on basically says, hey, look, there are companies out there called energy service companies. Have you heard of those companies?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, they'd just love to bid a proof of concept project, say, for the city of San Diego, that would match the energy profile use of the city of San Diego, some commercial, some industrial. Some.
Yeah, but who pays for it, Jim?
Well, they invest, they do this in their business right now. They'll come into your factory, they'll come into your hotel complex or whatever, and they'll invest the upfront money to do the retrofit, and then they share in the savings. That's how they get their money.
And then they share in the savings.
Yeah, and then once they've got all their profit and their initial investment out of it, with a healthy interest rate, it's yours. And you know, things like if you put in double glazed windows, they don't, you know, they don't stop working after you've paid them off. They continue working as long as.
So then you're telling me going in and doing these steps to, say, a factory, whether it's doubling windows or putting solar cells on or whatever you can do to get, to get really green, you're saying it's profitable enough.
Oh, it is.
That this company will come in, change the factory around, based and do all the capital investment for just a share of the savings?
Well, but they. See, there's, we are so energy inefficient. There's just huge amounts of money to be made.
I'm totally there. I believe it.
What's happened is with these. I mean, this. It almost sounds too good. You know, too good to be true.
And that's when it usually is, Jim. And I'm not saying.
I've had several experiences with it. I mean, the San Diego Police Department just did it, and they're tickled pink, and they even included solar in it.
Okay, how did it turn out? In other words, how much did it cost to install at the police department, and how much money are they saving?
I think what happens in these deals, well, I mean, in every experience that I have had with it, is that what the energy service company guarantees the police department or whoever they're working with a positive cash flow day one, once things are installed. You know, and they're real conservative about it too, because I mean they're looking to. Mostly to get the low-hanging fruit.
It's pretty impressive. For example, can you quote dollars? Do you know how much it costs to go into the San Diego Police Department and change it all around, make it
clean? I don't. I wasn't privy to the budget, but you know it has been touted, and there was another building that was done even earlier by about 10 years ago called the Environmental Services Building, and it was all retrofitted, you know, existing building next door to another building that was identical.
And you're saying an energy company?
Called Energy Service Companies.
Is the one that put up all the money?
Yes. I don't know specifically in that deal, but according to our local utility, that Energy Services Building has been generating a 25% return per year since it was put in place.
Impressive.
It is impressive, but I mean that's probably gone up because of the cost of energy has gone up. So that means that payback happens even faster.